So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It is 7:50 here with Woodward and Witt on this Thursday morning.
Cat litter candle.
Let's find out what's going on with the big old Scottish Rite Center downtown at First in Topeka, one of our great buildings here in town. We're trying to find a way to use it here in the 21st century. With more on that, let's check in with editor Kirk Siminoff at the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. The Scottish Rite Center is facing foreclosure after its owner shut down Temple Live last year. Partners Bank, the lender on the property, filed a petition for foreclosure auction in Sedgwick County District Court. Beatty Capital Group closed the Wichita Concert and Events venue last September, and the lender alleges Beatty defaulted on a $4.3 million loan it secured from the bank in 2024 for ownership, development, and operating costs for the Scottish Rite Center, which is at First in Topeka. The note was scheduled to mature in 2027, but Partners Bank claims Beatty Capital defaulted on its loan last August with more than $102,000 in overdue payments. The lender has requested an immediate payment of $3.8 million as a result of the default. Beatty Capital has denied the allegations. Longtime area home builder Clint Miller is retiring and closing his Miller Family Homes business. Miller is 68 and estimates that over 30 years, his company has built around 1,300 homes, many of them more inexpensive homes that are good first homes for couples and families. Miller's first wife, Bridget, was his office manager before she died almost 10 years ago, and Miller said her passing is one of the reasons he's retiring. His last set of eight homes has been built in the Arvada neighborhood near 119th West and 37th Street North in Mays, and they'll be sold one by one at auction by McCurdy Real Estate on the evening of February 3rd. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Kirk, I'm sure you've been in that Scottish Rite Center building, which is just an amazing structure here in our town.
It's a gorgeous building.
Yes, I went one night when they were having a how to make a pizza and ranch candle class.
Oh, touche.
Yeah, how to not be a successful business entrepreneur.
Yeah, the Scottish Rite Center is a beautiful, gorgeous place, has been for I don't know how old the building is.
More than a century, so yeah.
Yeah, more than 100 years old. It's gorgeous. That's one place you really hope they can find a purpose
for. Yeah, because the trouble is it's ancient, and that requires some money to keep that thing usable. And that's kind of been the issue with it for years, is how to pay for it and how to make it still be relevant.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful event venue for weddings, but again, maintenance.
Yep.
Yep.
It is coming up on 7:53 here with Woodward and Witt. Kirk, let's see. I know it's the birthday today of game show host Bob Eubanks. I'm sure you have tuned into the Newlywed Game at some point during your life.
Yes. My mom would say, I would ask my mom what some answers meant and some questions meant, and she would not tell me. I remember
that. Good for
parenting,
her.
Right?
Yeah, she at least one member of the family had some decorum. She was not going to take the low road there.
And five-year-old Kirk would ask, "Hey, Mom, what's whoopee?"
Yeah, you don't need your mother explaining to you what whoopee is.
Making whoopee,
exactly.
Not at five. No.
Well, good for her. Hey, we have another big birthday today. I know you're into I know you'll know this one. Former Wichita Wings superstar Norman Piper is 78 today.
Stormin' Norman, number 7, I believe.
I believe you are correct.
Oh,
first player ever signed by the Wings.
That's right. Yeah, he was a good one. He was a defender, if I recall. My Wings knowledge is really it's getting there in age.
Well, he was beloved though. He was a massive superstar in this town.
Mm-hmm. They had some players who. I guess it was safe to say they were on the decline of their careers coming over from Europe. but they were still great players for the missile or whatever soccer mm-hmm. league they played in. And boy, crowds loved them.
Yeah, it was good stuff. The Englishman Norman Piper, first ever Wings player. He is celebrating a birthday. He is 78 today. All right, Kirk, as we retreat now from the path of memory and back into normal times, we'll talk to you next hour. Does that sound all right?
That sounds great. We'll see you then.
All right. Thank you. That is Editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. And we'll have Kirk again in the 8 o'clock hour with more local business news.
An employee of a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Nevada is stabbed repeatedly during a dispute over gravy.
48-year-old James Carter and his nephew, 32-year-old Gerald Carter, were arrested and booked on attempted murder charges. Gerald was allegedly spotted in surveillance video stabbing the KFC worker several times after he became upset about his gravy as James put a chokehold on him. The worker was hospitalized, but there's no word on his condition. Both suspects are held on bail. If they post, they'll be required to wear ankle monitors. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Smoking in the boys' room. It's an issue apparently in Hong Kong. There's a shopping mall near Hong Kong that has added windows to its public bathroom stalls. And you can only see through them if the person inside lights up a cigarette. Smoking in bathrooms is very common in China. And if detects smoke, the glass goes from frosted to clear so that people can see you smoking and know you're offending or whatever else you're doing.
I was going to say, oops.
And apparently there's a very loud audio message that also says, "This is a public place where smoking is prohibited. For your own health and for the health of others, please do not smoke here."
Okay. Wow.
So apparently it's a big deal in Hong Kong.
Something like that in the second Knives Out movie.
Some privacy issues, but okay. Yeah. No,
it's China. It's Hong Kong. Yeah,
that's true.
A spokesperson says the new system seems to be working. They used to get several complaints a day about people smoking in the bathrooms, and now the complaints have dropped off dramatically. You got to find somewhere else grab a smoke.
Interesting.
Some people complain, as you said, it's too invasive. One person says, well, can the system be hacked or tricked? All right. So that's what's going on. Those new public bathroom windows in Hong Kong that'll become clear if you're smoking.
If you're smoking.
If you're smoking in there.
Okay.
All right.
Go figure.
And, of course, there's a restaurant here in the Wichita area that has one-way glass in the bathrooms.
Yes. There's a bar in Milwaukee that has that.
Does
as
that
well.
Similar
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It does make using it a little bit of an adventure.
I'm sure.
And we get one of these stories every so often. People go down to Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas and hit it lucky. A 41-year-old teacher from Texas found a 2-carat diamond at the state park in Arkansas last week. He went with his family after his daughter asked Siri where she could mine crystals. Siri said, go to Crater of Diamonds State Park and look what they found. Maybe, it's a 2-carat diamond and it might be worth about $5,000.
Wow. Okay.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay.
Yeah. It seems like every few weeks we get a story about somebody that's wandering around down there and finds a diamond.
Next time my wife asks, I can tell her where to go. And now I'm going to get in trouble.
So that's what's going on in Crater of Diamonds.
I'm waiting for the text.
State Park in Arkansas.
It'll come any moment now.
Hey, it's 7:41 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS.
As long as you don't phrase it, just go dig up your own. I think you're okay.
Trust me, I'll get the text.